for just one corporate job, only 4 to 6 people will get an interview for every 250 that go in as far as resumes go. That's crazy just to even get a shot. Those are not good odds. The fact is, you need a real person advocating to a real employer that has a real job. And that's where Express Employment Professionals come in. Express is your local resource to help you get a new job. Express has more than 18,000 jobs available weekly. That's 18,000 jobs that need to be filled right now. Find your nearest office at expresspros.com. And Express never charges a job seeker to help find employment. Your locally owned Express office can connect you with available jobs in your community. On expresspros.com, you'll find jobs in manufacturing, accounting, customer service, information technology. Visit the nearest Express office today to speak with hiring professionals connected to the available jobs in your community. Visit expresspros.com to find a location near you. Expresspros.com.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Hi, good morning, Marcio.
Morning.
I do have my flu shot. Anybody have their flu shot? Oh, you guys got to be kidding me. Ray, no. Did you get yours?
I got mine. I went to a local department store and got it done.
You and I the only two with our flu shots?
I guess so, man.
Do you know why we should get our flu shots?
Why?
So we don't give it to old people and babies.
Oh, that's a good reason.
It's not even about ourselves.
I know. I'm being selfish right now?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I demand by the end of the week everybody gets a flu shot.
Oh, you can't demand
yes,
that.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, sir.
Is okay. It against a religious belief?
Yes.
No.
Okay. If it's against a religious belief, Lunchbox, you do not have to get one.
Thank you. Oh.
Everybody else who do, it is not, you're required to get a flu shot for the babies and the meemaws out there. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Raymond, you get a raise, by the way.
Thank you. And it was free. You guys don't even have to pay for it. Our company goes ahead and comps it.
Wait, you got it at a department store?
It was a drugstore, I meant to say.
Oh. I was like, Ray's went, like walking through Macy's.
He went to a closed down Kmart. Hey, man, you need a flu shot? Guys, let's get our flu shots, all right?
Okay.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
So this guy named Pete was out walking his dog when she started chewing on something, and he pulled an empty cigarette pack out of her mouth. But then she collapsed, so he takes her to the vet hospital in Boston and realized the dog had overdosed on basically a painkiller.
That was inside the cigarette pack?
Yes. They gave her Narcan, which people that have overdoses, it can revive her. Luckily, they were able to see this in the dog's eyes.
Oh, my goodness.
Because it looked like the human eyes whenever they overdose.
Yeah.
And so the doctor saved the dog. But it's crazy. I guess that's what people are putting their pills in the bottom of cigarette bags.
Ew.
And, I mean,
to
I guess,
hide it? Yeah.
I guess if you have to hide it. But, yeah, shout out to the Bulger Vet Hospital for saving the dog whenever that happened. So I see you to you guys. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Raymond in Texas. There was a shooting at a church. 26 people were killed and 20 were injured. Authorities are still searching for a motive. In weather news, in Salina, Ohio, at least 8 people have been injured after a tornado tore through the city. Luckily, none of those injuries are life-threatening. And finally, in sports, American Shailene Flanagan won the Women's New York City Marathon, ending a 4-decade drought for American women in the marathon.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones. All right, time for your positivity. Here we go. Tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
Give me that good news, Amy.
Teachers are awesome, and here's one example why. So this teacher had a student. She's the first person to ever attend college in her family. Has had a rough go, and she got through grants and all kinds of things, the ability to go to college and pay for it. Well, she forgot about housing. So she was still in touch with her high school teacher, and he was like, you know what? We're going to get this taken care of. He created a GoFundMe page for her, and in just 10 days, they raised exactly what she needed for housing at college.
Wow. Lunchbox.
Oh, Simon Wheatcroft, he ran the New York City Marathon, 26.2 miles, and he's legally blind, didn't use a guide dog, didn't have people running with him. He used GPS technology that sent vibrations like that told him to take a right, take a left, if there was a runner in front of him. Brand new technology, first time it's ever been used.
Whoa.
A kindness movement is gaining momentum in Lawrence, Kansas, and it's called the Good Card. When someone hands you one, you have 10 minutes to perform an act of kindness, and then once you do, you pass it to somebody else.
That's fun.
And everybody's doing good stuff. It's called the Good Card.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Gonna be honest, I don't have all my voice here today. I haven't had all weekend. I think I'm the opposite of Wendy Williams. You know, in many ways.
Why?
She gets, I don't know, she runs and does stuff and then she passes out on set.
Yeah.
I am off this weekend and I get sick as I'm off trying to rest it up. So what I've been doing is I'm trying to hit the high notes. You know what I mean?
Pretty good.
Sounds good.
Thank you. I've been up for like 3 hours. I've been up since about 1 o'clock this morning. Just going. Well, try, and there's that Lindsay L song where it goes, "You make me feel like." I've been trying to that song. So this is what I've been doing all morning. I've been playing the song. Because I can do the low part. It's good. I guess I got to get like a steroid shot or something today. Because I have CMA stuff all week. It's like, don't you dare take it. I can do the low stuff, right?
I have a smile on my back. When we walk into a crowd, I love it when you do that. Keep telling me I'm beautiful, even though this room is full of VIPs. Like that crystal chandelier, ain't got nothing on me.
You make me feel like Jessica Biel.
Stepping out of a stretch, diamonds hugging my neck. For the paparazzi got me like I'm dropping the mic. So naturally, David, just call me Aretha.
That part right here.
You make me feel like I'm the champagne.
That's what I've been doing all morning, trying to get that high part. Apologize to this voice. Saw Lunchbox went to Las Vegas over the weekend.
Yeah.
You spent a lot of money?
No, not that much money.
And you guys love Las Vegas, you and your wife, huh?
Yeah, we love Las Vegas. It's a great city.
Does she love it?
Oh, she loves it. She loves to gamble. She just likes the, and it has good food, and it's just our home away from home.
Vegas is your home. Listen, I love Vegas too, but I wouldn't call it home away from home. Like, then why don't you like timeshare a place or something?
Ooh.
Oh yeah, they try to get you on the street corner.
Then you like get a free hat or something.
There you go.
Sit through the thing.
Isn't that expensive though to timeshare somewhere?
If it's your home away from home.
Well, I mean, we go maybe a couple times a year. I mean, let's not. That's what I consider home away from home.
I sat up all night last night eating Chex. I found a box of Chex cereal. I don't even know, it could have been expired from like 4 months ago. Because just my whole head's about to explode. I was eating Chex all night thinking it would cure me. And I just couldn't get off the news, man.
Mm.
Couldn't get it off the news. You know, with the shooting last night, I guess it was yesterday.
Yeah, after.
It took
morning.
A bit for it to hit the news, though.
Yeah, I feel like I heard about it maybe around 2 o'clock.
Yeah, and I think it happened at 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
So I can tell you what, you know, we did. Just, you can go to bobbybones.com or Texas Forever shirts. We're just trying to help with the funeral and the foods and stuff like that. And if you want to get those, we don't keep any of the money, but we have the ability to react quickly because of you guys. And so if you want to grab one of those, you can just go to bobbybones.com. And yeah, I mean, I just keep it on the news and nothing really changed the whole time. I mean, meaning there was no like breaking new part of the story. I guess
no, I guess just more information about
still like, on a motive,
the shooter and yeah. I'm like, what?
But there still isn't a motive really about the guy from Las Vegas.
Yeah.
He said he lost some money.
So crazy.
That's not enough of a motive unless you're already crazy.
No. Are we taking the brains of these people and evaluating them?
No, I don't know if we are or not, but if they get shot in the head, you can't.
Oh.
So I don't know. Because the one guy, I think, shot himself in the head, right? I mean, we're talking about this way too early in the morning. But,
yeah.
But,
okay. Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know? Nah.
I just watched this documentary about, you
football?
Know, certain parts of the brain. Huh?
In football, they do that. The guys... That they get CTE?
Yes. So I wondered, in these circumstances, like, I want to know, what does their brain look like and where? Because if there's certain, like, things going on in certain parts of the brain, you can see that there's rage,
right.
Anger.
But then you wouldn't know it while they're alive.
Yeah. True. That's why I'm saying we need to scan their brains if it's available.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Congratulations to Thomas Rhett. He has another number one song. Unforgettable is at the top of the charts. It bumped Luke Combs's When It Rains, It Pours to number 2. And then in at number 3, you got Every Little Thing by Carly Pearce. Congratulations also to Clay Walker. His wife Jessica gave birth to a baby boy. He posted a picture on Instagram and said, "Our newest angel, Ezra Stephen Walker, has arrived. Mom and baby boy are healthy and home. He's feeling blessed and he appreciates all the prayers as always. This is their fourth child. Clay has two daughters from a previous marriage." I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Fort Pierce, Florida. A 20-year-old man was walking around about 5 a.m. and he sees a car there and he's like, "Oh, someone left their car running. I'm going to jump in, take that thing home." He goes over there and he's like, "Man, it's locked." He's trying to open it. Only problem, it was an undercover cop in there.
Oh.
The windows were tinted and he couldn't see the cop sitting inside.
That's dangerous.
Cop jumped out and arrested him.
Dang. I just think it's funny people think that they can just hop in a car and drive off.
Oh, man. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on, Bobby.
Philip in Boston. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's happening?
Nothing. I just want to know how Dusty's doing.
Dusty is my dog of 14 years who is terminally ill, and he's actually doing pretty good right now. He has one chemo session left, and that's all he can take, but he's feeling good, he's eating, he's in pretty good spirits, and whenever he gets kind of annoying, then I know he's doing pretty good. So, yeah, he's good for now, you know. A doctor gave him about 6 months to live about 3 months ago, but I gotta say he's a lot better than I thought he would be at this point.
You never know, man. He might last forever.
Well, forever I would bet against. However, you know, something just tells me he's going to outlive his 6 months. Maybe not by a lot, but even one day. Like, that's our goal.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I appreciate you asking that. Thank you very much. I appreciate you. Have a good morning.
You too, man. Have a good morning.
Phil, appreciate that. Not to, you know, bring it down, but I appreciate that call. Well, why don't we play Carrie Church Bells? I watched some of the CMA press conference last night. Did you watch any of that?
No, but I read about some of it this morning.
It was her and Brad just answering questions from radio people.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, "Hey, Brad, Jimmy from Froggy 92. I just like to know, do you ever get up there and tell a joke and realize in the middle of the joke that the joke's not going to be funny when you're done with the joke?" Brad's like, "Are you..." And you can just look in Brad's eyes and be like, "Oh, I can't answer a stupid question from..." And Brad would be like, "Man, nah, okay, next question." I watched that for a while.
What about how many dresses is Carrie Underwood going to be wearing?
No, I'm kind of interested in that. I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah, yeah. 12.
The answer? Maybe 12, maybe 2.
Yeah, maybe. Probably more like 12, though, I bet.
I bet.
Yeah!
Bobby Bones
Show.
I got ladybugs all in my house. I mean, everywhere. Every crack that could be coming in. In my house and my body, they're there, just chilling.
Huh, okay.
And apparently, I'm supposed to check the inside of my dog's mouth because they can get in there and bite. So I have ladybugs everywhere.
Oh, ladybugs bite?
Or Japanese beetles, as some are calling them. They may not even be good luck.
Oh.
So I don't know if you guys have this or not, but apparently when winter starts to move in, they look for warm places, and they're all in the cracks of all my things, and they're my light fixtures, and they're everywhere.
Yeah.
It's not good luck.
No, it's a real struggle for people right now. Luckily, they haven't been at my house at all.
What color are your walls?
I don't know.
Well, because, no. Well, they like light-colored walls because I have them in my house, and I have light blue walls, and that's the wall they are on over the darker walls.
Sure, it's not a warm thing?
I Googled it, and that's what they said.
I Googled it, too, and it said they're looking for a warm place for winter.
Hmm.
So I guess I got to call the exterminator and kill a bunch of ladybugs.
Oh, man.
Aw, ladybugs can't do anything.
Come on.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Yesterday afternoon, I'm watching TV, and it's like, is this happening again? Or it's like, that's what these shootings feel like, reruns almost at this point. Because they're happening so often, I was like, wait, I even know that area. And so, as you know by now, depending on when you hear this, I think 26 people were killed.
Yeah.
And guy goes into a church and starts shooting from outside the church. And again, we don't know the whole story yet. And then goes into the church. And someone that lived next door to the church or in close proximity.
Well, it's a very, very, very small town, like 700 people.
Sees, hears, and then takes his gun from in his house and shoots. And may have even clipped a guy. with him. So, and then he chases him for a while.
In a car.
Him and the neighbor across the street were both coming out about the same time, exchanging fire. And as he came up, I never got a look at him. I never really saw him. I saw the gunfire. The shooter got in his truck. The gentleman in the with the rifle came to my truck as the shooter took off, and he briefed me quickly on what had just happened and said that we had to get him, and so that's what I did. We just take pursuit. We speed over 87 through traffic, and we hit about 95 going down 539 trying to catch this guy, until he eventually lost control on his own and went off in the ditch. He just hurt so many people, and he just affected so many people's lives. Why wouldn't you want to take him down?
I think that's the first I've heard there were two people chasing together, right? Because isn't that what that sounds
like?
Yeah,
that's what it sounded like.
Had you guys heard that before until right now?
Nope.
No, I knew someone had informed this dude of it, but I didn't know they went together.
Yeah, I didn't either. And I think a lot more is going to come out. Now, something else is that, again, you're not going to hear us do the whole political debate. I don't even like talking about it to the point of there are kids listening. But if I ignore it, then we're ignoring what's the biggest story in the news right now that's affecting people. And so I'm walking this fine line where there's really not a right, and sometimes I will be wrong. But so this happens, and we have ways to help. And by we, I don't mean me or the show. I mean we as in everybody listening right now. And what we want to do is help the immediacy of the situation, which is we have these Texas Forever shirts up at bobbybones.com. We're not keeping any of the money. It's going to go right to the victims. We're working so fast, we don't even know that there's an official victims fund yet. There will be, but so that's up at bobbybones.com. Also, it's very close to us. This is an hour from where I used to live. We have friends who were in the same classes as the shooter, like high school classes. And so you can't come on and ignore it because it is the elephant in the room. We will not spend the next few segments will not be about it. But for me to come on and completely ignore it would be fake. And the one thing that we're not as positive as we are most of the time is fake. I think that's it. I didn't know there were two people chasing him until now. I'm watching the news as it goes. I watched the news all day yesterday, flipping all the channels, seeing what everybody has to say. And as soon as anybody would get political, that's just not for me right then.
Mm-mm.
Doop. Off. It needs to. It will be. Both sides are so dug in. And both sides are wrong.
I know. It's like, can there be...
There's no compromise.
Yeah.
Ever. Okay. Ever. Okay. There's no compromise.
I don't understand that.
I know. And that's why...
But we as the constituents need to probably... let our people know.
That's instead of yelling at people on Twitter.
Yeah.
However you feel, that's what you do. You let people know who can, or you go run for office yourself.
Right. It's probably, unless you want to take that on, it's probably easier to just let your people know.
Yeah. But for me, I want to run for office myself.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, but yeah, you can, I mean, that's the thing. You can yell at people at Twitter all day and nothing's going to happen.
That's not going to cause any real change.
So if you have a Netflix account, which most of us do, there's an email scam that has targeted 110 million Netflix subscribers. If you get an email and it says, hey, listen, your account's about to be canceled, we need your credit card details, click the link and type it in. Don't do it. Just ever, not just Netflix, but any site that emails you, first of all, get out of that email and then go to the site and go to the settings and do it for yourself. Don't be tracking any sort of click here, click here.
I did that once. I clicked on a PayPal link from an email from quote unquote PayPal, and they got all my info. I tried to go to Chick-fil-A like an hour later and my card like got declined. I was like, what? So they got me. They bought lots of stuff out in California.
So it's mostly a heads up on just the emails. But secondly, right now, Netflix, and everybody has a Netflix account. So heads up. By the way, I think Lunchbox's car was stolen.
Yeah, it was stolen.
What?
Well, this weekend I was in Las Vegas, and I don't know if I left it, stole it, whatever. Someone took it, and they tried to buy bottle service with it at the club.
Your
card? You sure it wasn't you?
Oh,
and you
I
just
thought
don't
you
remember?
Said car.
No, it's card.
Yeah, my
too.
Credit card.
We just talked about credit cards being.
I know,
but it sounded like. Well.
And I got a call from the security saying, "Are you trying to buy?" And they said some club, and they were talking about liquor. I was like, "No, I'm playing blackjack."
So you must have dropped it in Vegas. Someone picked it up,
and they decided to go bottle service at the club that night, and. It got turned down, though.
Oh, man.
So it wasn't an identity theft. You just literally dropped your card and somebody picked it up.
Yeah. They tried to go $1,000 night at the club, dang. Like popping bottles.
LifeLock doesn't help very much when you drop your card.
No.
That's on you, huh?
That's kind of on you. Yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes you can get lucky and get an awesome person that goes and turns it in. Or you get a person that tries to go get bottle service.
Probably one of Lunch's buddies. Yeah, I know that.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
Guy eats Chipotle every day for over a year to break a record. Dang. He's been eating Chipotle for 367 straight days.
Wow.
To overtake and surpass the record, he has to eat 425 days total.
Oh, he's still going.
Yeah, he's gone the extra mile to make it happen. Even ordering extra bowls on some days to ensure he has a meals guaranteed per day that Chipotle is closed throughout the year.
Smart. Oh my goodness.
Smart.
Hey, looking ahead. Hey, did he change his name?
To what?
Love.
Stop.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, no. He changed his name. I mean, what do you mean, no, he didn't? He does it all the time.
Well, it's been a minute.
Diddy, Puffy, Puff Daddy.
Then back to
P. Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's just Love.
Well.
Or Love Puff.
The music mogul took a break from his weekend to announce, quote, "I've been praying on this and I've decided. I know it's risky. I've decided to change my name again." So, here you go.
Hey, yo, what's up, y'all? I have some very serious news. I've been praying on this, and I decided, I know it was risky because I knew it could come off as corny. I decided to change my name again. I'm just not who I am before. I'm something different. So my new name is Love, a.k.a. Brother Love. I will not be answering to Puffy, Diddy, Puff Daddy, or any of my other monikers, but Love or Brother Love, okay?
There it is.
What y'all want to do? Want to be ballers?
I also would like to make an announcement.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Here we go. I will no longer be going as Bobby Bones. I'll be going as Funny Boy.
Oh.
So any of my other monikers, Bones, Bobby B.
Bobby Jones.
Funny Boy.
Do you have an AKA?
AKA Funny Bizoy. And if I'm really feeling it, Funny Boy up in this mug.
Oh.
That's it. If you want to call me Fun Boy, I'll take that too. I've been thinking about this. By the way, Diddy, there's some serious things really happening. He's like, it's real serious.
Mm.
No, it's not. It's not real serious.
Hey, yo, what's up, y'all? I have some very serious...
No, you don't. Hey, y'all, what's up? I just want to say people know me as Bobby, but I'd not be going as that. I've been spending a lot of time talking to the man upstairs. He told me you should go as Funny Boy. So I will now be Funny Boy.
Because you're not the same person that you used to be.
Nah, I used to be. I've been thinking about it a lot.
Huh.
People are like, you're too funny to be Bobby Bones. I'd be like, you're right. I shall now go as Funny Boy.
Yeah. What
y'all
wanna do?
AKA Funny B. AKA F Bunny Boy. What's wrong with him?
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
So Granger Smith has been doing something pretty cool. He's been calling fans that bought his album because he thinks, like a lot of people, that's rare these days. So he wants to show his appreciation. Well, he talked to this one fan who tried to go to one of his pop-up shows, but she couldn't because she had to work. And he's like, well, where do you work? She works at Lucky's Barn and Grill. So he went 2 hours out of his way to go surprise her in person. Only problem is when he rolled up into the restaurant, her shift had already ended. So she went home. So then the restaurant had to call her back and she thought she was getting fired. But she wasn't. Granger Smith was there to surprise her and she started crying. And the video is like totally gone viral. It's amazing.
Yeah. I watched it on Facebook. The whole thing.
It gives you chills. You're like, what? Granger's so cool. And how lucky for this girl.
He really is a good dude. Like, of all the dudes, he's a good dude. And that's all.
And speaking of albums, Taylor Swift's Reputation, it doesn't come out until Friday, but it's already sold 400,000 copies in pre-orders.
Man.
Like iTunes, Target, Walmart, Amazon on her website.
That's so many records, even if it were just to come out.
It hasn't even come out yet.
It hasn't even come out yet.
Yeah. You think she's going to call everyone that bought her?
No.
Okay.
I do not. No, because the old Taylor's alive now.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, wait, the old Taylor's dead.
New Taylor's, yeah. Yeah. Old Taylor, maybe.
Yeah, new Taylor's going to send them viruses in their email. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
When a teenager gets pregnant, it becomes a family affair. TLC's new series, Unexpected, explores the ups and downs of three pregnant teens. Parents and grandparents must step in and help them through this huge life change. Tensions mount as everyone has conflicting ideas for what's best for the young parents and their baby. Don't miss the revealing new series, Unexpected, Sunday, November 12th at 10, 9 Central on TLC. Can't wait? Watch the early premiere now on TLC Go.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, over to you, Amy.
The Morning Corny.
What's the most gullible candy?
What's the most gullible candy?
A sucker.
That was the Morning Corny.
You don't have to pound the table.
I know. That was good, though. Yeah. Sucker.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Like ice cream, right?
Yeah.
There's a ice cream company called Salt and Straw. They've released some Thanksgiving ice cream flavors.
Mm.
Sweet potato casserole with maple pecans. That one doesn't sound so gross.
Ugh.
Okay.
Because sweet potatoes are kind of a dessert-y type thing.
Love that.
Number two, apple cranberry stuffing. And we're getting a little in there. Salted caramel Thanksgiving turkey, including bits of turkey skin mixed in.
No.
Buttered mashed potatoes and gravy. And spiced goat cheese and pumpkin pie. Five new.
Okay, maybe that.
What?
Spiced goat cheese and I love goat cheese, so maybe that's why. Did you see Bluebell's new one called Christmas Cookies?
Mm. No, but that one sounds like a real one. A good one. Yeah. There's a kid who has been going to Walmart, and as he goes into Walmart, he gets on his phone and checks Amazon and sees what the prices are. He's like, oh. So he buys the stuff from Walmart and flips it on Amazon. He's made millions of dollars.
What?
Doing nothing illegal.
Oh,
he goes to the store with his phone in the hand, and he just compares prices, and then he buys them. He's going to pull in $8 million by the end of the year.
Wow.
Hmm.
That's like, how you make money.
Dang. Well, yeah.
How you make money is just doing something no one's thought of doing yet.
Exactly.
He did it.
Yes. Yeah. Here's a guy, and he wants his girlfriend to lose weight for him. Okay. Now, it's a sensitive thing, but I'd like to read to you some of this. He sought advice on how to ask his girlfriend, quote, to lose weight. He gets on and he says, we've had excellent dates. Everything else about her is exactly what I wanted. I didn't want to ruin something good for one little reason. But that one little reason has stirred controversy because everybody's mad at him for saying this online. He said, at first I told myself, I'll get past it. Let's see how it goes. But a year and a half later, he says, I can't get past it. And I can't bring myself to talk to her. And so
He needs her
to lose 15 pounds for him.
Huh.
So what would you say to him, Amy?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, wow. He's already been with her a year and a half. Are we sure we can't get past this? Okay, here's what I say. You don't say it directly. You motivate her by you doing things, too. Like, I don't know. What does this guy look like? Does he need to lose 15 pounds? Maybe, maybe not. But he thinks of activities where they can eat right together and go work out together.
Problem with that is you can sniff those out sometimes.
Oh, really?
Like, oh, all of a sudden you're eating kale, huh?
Maybe.
I think people are being unkind to him because he's asking for advice. And if it's something, it could be maybe someone's not charitable enough. Maybe someone needs to, in your mind, you'd feel better if they lost weight or you'd feel better if they spent more time at church. There are always hang-ups that we have, and if we're not comfortable with them, we have to communicate them.
Yeah.
And if we don't communicate them, it puts us in a bad place in the relationship. It puts us in a place of being resentful without them even knowing why.
Yeah.
So although it's not the most pleasurable thing to go, hey, I would be more comfortable if she lost 15 pounds, if he's not comfortable with it, he's got to say something about it.
And he wants to make it work. That's the thing.
And don't act like, oh, this guy's such a jerk. He's so shallow. We all have things. Maybe it's your husband's hair. He's like, I wish he would just cut his hair. Maybe it's your... We all have these things. So before we start going, oh, what a shallow dude.
Maybe it's his biceps.
You want got a little shallow in us.
Bigger.
He just went to ask for advice.
Yeah.
So I can't hate on the guy for doing that. So
People are.
They are hardcore. If there's something that's keeping you from being completely happy, you have to say it. And you have to communicate it. Because if you don't, it will fester like a blister.
The weight one's just so sensitive.
It's very sensitive, but you got to go right to it.
Oh, so you don't think he does like a thing where he
When you do things, it's full of crap.
Oh.
Like, well, just go right to it. Especially, like, to me, just go right to it. I'll figure it out.
So that's what you do. You just say, honey, you got to lose 15 or I'm out.
I don't say that, but I say, if this were the case, I would say, hey, listen, for me, I'm most attracted to you when you do this, and it's been bothering me. Now, is there something that I can do to help you?
Okay.
Because this is something that I would need to help me.
That's a good idea.
But I feel like if I don't tell you, I'm not being honest with myself.
Okay. You're so good at relationships.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, advice.
Advice.
Yeah. Yes, I am fantastic at relationships.
Advice.
Says this single person. There's a woman in Virginia, she faked her death so she could go and collect life insurance and go buy stuff.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she wanted to go on a shopping spree.
Yeah.
Sometimes if you're strapped for cash, you got to do stuff, you know?
No.
It's going to take a loan.
The 49-year-old woman named Alexandra Hatcher, she came up with an elaborate scheme. She faked her own death. Then she went and legally changed her name. They whipped up the old fake death certificate, published a fake death notice in the newspaper. He submitted claims for life insurance. They got it, and they went on a shopping spree. 20 fancy cars.
What? How much was this life insurance
for?
It was a lot, man. It was a lot. That's from the Virginian Pilot.
Wow.
So, like, she went full in on it, huh?
Totally.
Tucker Bethard is putting out a new record on November 17th. I mean, this kid's the real deal when it comes to music. Like, it's just about the music, and that's it, and I hope this record does really, really well. He's finally releasing his full-length debut album, and it's called Dear Someone, November 17th. So not this Friday, next Friday.
Fat like hell, don't you back down, answer that bell, stand your ground, don't you give up, when the going gets tough, fat like hell.
We gotta get him in. Like, this guy is, again, the real deal when it comes to music.
When you dream too big and the town keeps talking, when the told you so get a little too loud, when your jaw gets jacked, can't catch no slack, and odds keep stacking up, and you're about to throw in the towel. Fat like hell, don't you back down, answer that bell, stand your ground, don't you give up.
Music news there, Tucker Bethard. By the way, they call me Bobby Jones at the Hall of Fame radio ceremony.
Oh.
I'll play you some stuff. It's only fitting, right? That when I'm being inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame, that I am called Bobby Jones.
Yeah.
So I would have had it no other way.
Mm-hmm.
Your big night.
Not had it no other way. So I'll play you that, and then have audio of Amy geeking out on a somewhat celebrity.
A somewhat?
That I don't think...
He's so famous.
99% of people wouldn't recognize him.
Interesting.
But Amy did. Hold on, I have that coming up.
Come on, get your Bobby Bones on.
We're talking about this guy a second ago who went online and was like, I'd like to ask my girlfriend to lose 15 pounds, but I don't know how to do it. Jordan in Nashville.
Yeah, so... Oh, I'm freaking out. I love you guys so much. But, so my boyfriend asked me to lose weight. He didn't give me a number, but he asked me to lose weight. And, he didn't really say why. And then later I found out that he thought that, like, our attraction would be better together. And after the fact, I lost about 30 pounds. And, everything's kind of changed. Like, our attraction's been better. We've been happier. We go on hikes. We do stuff together. I feel better, I feel happier, and our attraction has, like, grown so much, and it's been really cool. So I think that the guy should definitely just flat out say, hey, like, I think you'll be happier if you do this, and we'll be happier and things will just go well.
Wow. There you go. Hey, from the mouth of her.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I don't think it's always going to be that easy, just giving you guys the heads up. I don't think they're all like awesome as she is, but I do believe that if something's going to bother you to the point where it could actually end the relationship, you should say something.
It's true.
Thank you for the call, though. I'm glad the attraction is better. You know what I mean? Oh, and Bobby Bones Show. I just got an order to go on full vocal rest. Yeah, right.
What?
What?
Because all my sinus and throat's all messed up. What do you mean, what? This
so happened? Stay quiet all day? All
yeah,
night?
Who put you on that?
I'm not going to. I'm going to do the show, and then I'm going to chill out.
Ooh, okay. Rebel.
Yeah, I'm a bad boy. Got to eat. You know what I mean?
That's right. We do too, so.
Yeah, so we got to do the show. Then I'm going to shut it down. We have CMA remotes today, and I was going to do the first part of them for the first couple hours. Lunchbox does not like doing these remotes because when he does a part of them too. I do them, then Amy does them, then Lunch does them. I won't be doing them today, but Lunch will still have his segment, but he hates it because people get... They don't want to be interviewed by
I
you.
Feel like they show up to the little our little area, and they're like, oh, Bobby's not here. I get stuck with Lunchbox. Great. And it just starts out awkward from the beginning, and then I kind of don't really do a good job at interviews because I
do
don't.
Do you think that might be it, though, instead of it being about me?
No, because I try to be friendly and start off with, hey, man, how's it going? Good. All right, well, if you're not going to give me anything besides good, like...
What do you want from them? How's it going? Well, you know what? I got into a huge fight with my girlfriend
there
last night.
There you go. No, something. That's not, know what I mean?
They're doing 100 interviews in a row.
Right. But bring some energy.
Like, I sort of agree with him in a sense that they do show up expecting to see Bobby, and then I feel like they're kind of let down if it's me or Lunchbox.
Okay, that should be you guys' motivator to do a better job.
I've been trying to do a good job for like 4 years now.
Do you know how many times I hear festival people want to see Seacrest and they get me?
Dang.
So, yeah.
Well, that happens there too with me and Lunchbox.
What?
They want you and then we're there.
Okay, well, we all have
you're
it.
Busy doing like TV stuff and we're like, sorry.
We all get it.
B-team in the house.
B-team.
We all get it.
It's fine.
And sometimes I mess up their names.
Yeah, so well, that's why, yeah, that's on you.
That happens.
I don't do that.
Tomorrow, lots of celebrities stopping by. So the National Radio Hall of Fame was in the last week, and as they were introducing everybody at the beginning, they referred to me as Bobby Jones. Again, this is the National Radio Hall of Fame, which is a big deal. You know, it's crazy. Like, everybody there was older, except for me being inducted.
Significantly older.
Yeah, except for me, what would you say the lowest age was?
75?
Yeah, that's been nice.
80?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, 80?
They were older, yeah.
Definitely. Like, one guy, like, some of their video reels highlighting their career back from when they were younger was, like,
black and
8
white.
Tracks and World War II.
Okay. Well, regardless, they did call me Bobby Jones.
Yeah.
And for me, it's very fitting. And so here's the audio after they go in, Bobby Jones. And Mike D was recording, and everybody's like, what? What did they just say?
He said Bobby Jones.
Yeah, Lunchbox heard it.
Hit it again.
You just hear the last part. Jones. It's like, we're all in, like, black tie.
Everyone's at the table trying to confirm, did he just say Jones? And we're like, yeah.
And lots of listeners were listening in on it, and they were like, oh, no.
I know.
It didn't hurt my feelings. At this point.
No.
This whole thing's a goof anyway.
Either the guy thought it was a typo, or he visually couldn't see.
So, Amy ran into the guy that does MyPillow commercials.
Mike Lindell.
Who's that?
MyPillow.
No.
MyPillow. Made in the
Bones.
USA.
I got nothing.
It's an infomercial. And Amy, he came up to me and was like, hey, I'm writing a book. He was asking me questions. And I didn't really recognize him. But then I was like, oh, the guy, look him up, MyPillow.
Okay.
He has like a single mustache.
Brown hair.
Amy starts geeking out and has her cut a liner for his dad.
Oh. Hey, Clem, thanks for buying MyPillow. You're awesome. Sleep well, my friend.
Yes. Okay. It's amazing. Yeah, my dad's genuinely a fan of MyPillow. He ordered MyPillow off infomercials. It's super cool. Mike Lindell is there. I think he might send us pillows, guys. I don't know.
People were going up and taking pictures like crazy. Yeah. And I was like, huh, what's up with this guy? So, yeah, he's the infomercial guy.
Uh-huh.
Ooh. Eddie, do you recognize him at all?
No, I see him on the box of the My Pillow Classic, but no, I don't know him.
Amy was, and then she wouldn't leave him alone.
What?
Like, we walked down the hall, she was, kept talking to him.
Well, and I know, and then I thought it was crazy. I just saw him get in a taxi cab and leave. I'm like, what? My Pillow guy doesn't have like a car coming to pick him up or a helicopter or something?
Yeah, but she was just... like, my dad's Cliff. Will you say hi?
Hey, Cliff, thanks for buying My Pillow. You're awesome. Sleep well, my friend.
Yes!
Sleep well, my friend.
That's funny, Amy.
That is funny. She was really geeking out.
Yeah.
So there was that. I don't know. Is there anything else from that? You know, I said I was going to get a tattoo of a microphone if I got into the Radio Hall of Fame. And I have decided that I'm still going to, but I want to let a listener design it.
Oh, cool.
Now I'm not just going to pick a listener and say, you go for it.
Oh, you get to pick the design. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Good, good, good.
Because there are some that are like covered in snakes and stuff. I was looking online. Yeah. And I was like, this is all because of the listeners anyway. So why not let a listener design it?
That's cool. I like that.
I don't know exactly how we're going to get it up here. You can tweet it to me or something. I don't
know.
But that's what I want to get. Yeah, I think it'd be a nice little
reflection.
That
makes it even more special.
Yeah. So, and you guys are also in the running, too, if you want.
Oh, okay. We can draw something up.
If you want to design something. Yeah, yeah, cool. Yeah, that'd be cool. So, I'm going to tell you a story, and then we're going to do I Felt Stupid When. Okay? Blank. So, I was at the gym on Saturday, and I was feeling a little down because I have whatever little illness this is, and I wasn't really feeling like I was pumped. I wasn't going as hard as I normally do. And I was on the treadmill, and he had me doing bear crawls on the treadmill, which means you're on the treadmill as it's going. And he went up and up and up, and all of a sudden I couldn't do it anymore. And so I just turned, I just jumped, fell in the fetal position, and got shot off the treadmill in front of everybody. Probably flew 3 feet. Because I was on like five, and I was going.
You're like that Taylor Swift commercial.
Yeah, yes, yeah. I was, except I was. And so instead, I just turned over on my shoulder, braced my head, and it shot me off the treadmill. And everybody looked and kind of laughed at me. So I felt pretty stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I felt stupid when. Now, if you'd like to call and share one of those, I'd love for you to. And if nobody does, I'll just feel stupid alone as usual. That happened, though. I didn't get injured, though. I'm sore.
Thank goodness.
I landed on my shoulder. Oh, I braced for impact pretty solid. I covered my head. But it's a... and everybody looked and laughed. I was on the treadmill, and I slipped, and I got thrown off the treadmill, and I felt stupid. Tiffany in Ohio, what'd you do?
I was coaching a cheer clinic, and I hopped up onto the stage to show the girls some of my... some of the motions for the choreography that we were doing, and they had their papers scattered across the stage, and I took a step back and went flying off of the stage, fell off in front of the entire school, basketball team, cheerleaders, parents, coaches, broke my wrist, and all of the girls, the cheerleaders, had to carry me, help carry me to the car.
Oh, no. So you slipped on paper.
I did.
That's a real thing.
Oh, no.
It was awful. And I never broke a bone until I was an adult.
Dang. Welcome to adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, Tiffany. Thank you for the call. Appreciate you. Hey, Sarah in Kansas.
Yes.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
I was running late and I fell up the stairs. I thought I was by myself, but I turned around and the owner of our company was there.
You fell up the stairs?
Yeah, like I tripped, like my foot slipped, and I fell kind of up the stairs, and I turned around, and there was our boss.
Maybe they see you as more human now.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I look at it. And I mess up, people go, oh, he's more human. He's not perfect, as everybody said, because everybody's, you know, everybody says.
Yeah.
No, nobody says that? No. All right. Hey, you're on the air. Hello. What's happening?
Hello. I just had one of the I Feel Stupid stories for Bobby.
Yeah, go ahead. It's Bobby right now. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for calling. Share your story with me.
Well, this one's going to make Bobby feel great because it's another treadmill story. But I was on the treadmill at the gym next to my son, who's an athletic teenager, and I was trying to be cool. And I couldn't figure out why he was going faster than me, so I lean over while I'm running to look and see what his was set on, and I hit the edge and shot off the back.
Oh, man, that stinks.
Clawing and pretended like he didn't know me.
Oh, no, he just ignored it?
So, he looked back and I wasn't hurt, but he looked back and laughed and just kept running.
That stinks and is funny, and I appreciate you.
I appreciate you guys, too. You make me laugh every morning.
Thank you very much. Oh, Laura, last one in Houston. Go ahead.
I fell down some stairs while playing Pokemon Go.
Oh, no. You were looking at your phone?
Oh, gosh.
Yep. It was dark.
And you were playing Pokemon Go. The double.
Yes.
Man. And so are you okay?
Yeah. It was like 2 years ago.
Okay. Good. Because yesterday I've been like, you're still playing Pokemon Go? But I appreciate you. Amy, you have one?
I was trying to think of one, and probably the most recent thing that happened to me was at yoga. We were supposed to, like, say what we were grateful for, but I missed the part where the teacher said, say it quietly to yourself.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You said it out loud?
And I said it out loud.
So they're like, say it quietly. So you go, I'm grateful for, you know, what the Lord's given me in all my life. But instead you went, I am grateful.
Yeah, I was like, grateful for family. And everyone else was like, but, I mean, luckily everybody's eyes are closed. I don't even know if they knew I said it.
Oh, they
still
knew. Yeah, yeah. People often wonder what we do during commercials or songs. And Lunchbox was recording a commercial. I'd like to play it for you. This is recorded a few minutes ago. Here you go.
You rolling?
Yeah.
When a teenager gets pregnant, it becomes a family affair. TLC's new series, Unexpected, explores the ups and downs of three pregnant teens who are all children of teen mothers themselves. Don't miss the revealing new series, Unexpected, Sunday, November 12th at 10, 9 Central on TLC or TLC Go.
Well, that's right up his alley, huh?
Perfect. Okay.
Did they pick him for that?
They must have.
Or is my voice out and he's doing it?
No, he's on the list to do it.
So you're the teen pregnancy show person?
Yeah, and when I got this, I was like, they don't really want to do spots, do they? Because I've seen the previews for the show, and I was like, it looks good. But, man, they've been coming in for a few weeks now, and I've been cutting them, and I'm pumped.
What's it called?
Unexpected. It explores the ups and downs of three pregnant teenagers.
I know, we heard you cut the whole
spot. No. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're it's like a cycle, you know, because their parents were teen moms, and then
you
now.
You have to sell us. We're not even on the air.
I think he's speaking from the heart right now.
Oh. I'm just telling you, it's going to be a good show.
Now we're back live. That's what happens during commercials. We're cutting commercials. He's awfully passionate about that one. A new Chris Stapleton song came out on Friday called Scarecrow in the Garden.
There's a Bible in my left hand and a pistol in my right.
It's called Scarecrow in the Garden from Stapleton.
There's a scarecrow in the garden.
Someone put a note on my desk. I like it when people leave anonymous notes. Here's the benefits of being single during the holidays. Hmm. No one wanted it.
No one owned up to that one?
No one owned up to that one. I can read it to you coming up in a minute.
Yeah, I want to know who it was.
Well, it was on my desk when I walked in this morning, and so they just left it there.
It's good to know there's benefits on the bright side.
Yeah, it's
it
like,
wasn't me, though.
Oh, that's good.
Now everybody's like, yeah, it wasn't me, So, yeah, thanks for hanging out this morning. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. You can see me neti potting, and people are all upset about that. Mr. Bobby Bones. I just a boomerang of me neti potting, trying to get my voice back this morning.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on, Bobby.
Our producer, Eddie, has two kids. And the 9-year-old is doing a jump rope-a-thon, is that right?
Yeah, jump rope for heart, man. Oh. It benefits the American Heart Association.
So he jumps rope for how long?
I think like all morning. He said he's going to do it for like 2 hours. And it's Friday is the event, and he needs to raise money stat.
Okay, here's a message he sent us.
Hey, guys, I'm doing jump rope for heart this year, and I'm going to try to raise money for the American Heart Association. And I just want you guys to sponsor me. I'd appreciate it very much. Thank you, guys. Peace.
Lunchbox, how do you feel about that?
Okay, I knew you were going
to
do
that. Look, here I am. This is I just think if he wants to come in here and ask me for money, cool, or call me individually, but just send in a message. Yeah. Yes, or go door to door like I used to do as a kid. Just having dad do the work, it just doesn't do it for me, and I'm out.
How much does he need?
He needs $100 by Friday.
I'll cover it. $100.
Yeah. Just you, Bobby?
Yeah, I'll cover $100.
But it was to you guys, everyone. I don't know if anyone else. Lunchbox,
so you can get more. I'll
Amy.
Get more. We can go above.
I'll cover $100. Amy, what do you want to throw in?
I mean, I'll do $100.
Wow, Amy, that's amazing.
How much are you doing?
Thank you. Well, I'm his dad. I can give him whatever.
You know what? I did jump rope for heart as a kid, so I feel like a connection.
A little connection. I like that.
I did laps for heart. We used to run laps.
Oh, yeah,
really?
That too. Uh-huh. You can run or walk laps around the track.
Lunchbox?
I just said I'm out.
Okay.
Where do we donate?
Right, give me the money.
No.
If we give it to you, promise I'll get it?
I promise.
Okay.
Of course.
I'll give it to you tomorrow.
All right.
You
okay,
good?
Yeah.
All right. Dang, baller, dude. Somebody left this note on my desk. The benefits of being single during the holidays. The person did not leave their name. As one of you folks, it's fine. Number one, you can decide and decorate any way you want. Which means no decorations in my house.
Okay.
No. In the past, she's decorated. This year, Number two, you have fewer gifts to buy.
True.
I do like buying gifts, though. Like, I like really putting in the effort. But yeah, okay. Number three, you can do exactly what you want. I mean, I do that anyway.
Right.
Let's be real. So far, not a lot of
no difference.
Benefits here. Everyone's in a celebratory mood, so there are tons of parties and activities to go to.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not really an activity person. And then it's a great time to meet people.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, that's cool.
A lot of people are off work and are out and about with tons of free time. Go spark up conversation. See, I'm not much into sparking up conversation. But yeah, whoever left me that note, I appreciate that. I know you're looking out for me. Lunchbox is worried about today being awkward because as we go and do the CMA remotes today, lots of artists are coming by. And Lindsay, my ex-girlfriend, will be one of the artists coming by today.
Yeah, I saw her name on the list, and I was like, oh, it's going to be awkward. And then I thought, does Bobby still talk to her? Is it like, ooh, there's a silent treatment, like, oh, you go your way, like, cut it off, like, how do you say it, like, cold turkey?
Nip it in the bud?
Yeah, nip it in the butt, yeah.
Lunchbox has his fingers like scissors and goes cold turkey. You know, like, cold turkey, snap.
He went to that after he didn't know nip it in the butt.
What's your question?
So, like, do you guys chat? Have you been chatting?
Or? I talked to her last night, as a matter of fact.
To kind of clear the air before the interview? No. Like, hey.
There's no air to clear. And secondly, I'm going to lose my voice. I already feel it going. Like, I have something wrong with me. And so I was like, I called her. I was like, hey, what do I need to do? Because she has to deal with it all the time as a singer. And so she was like, you need to get distilled water and the neti pot. And so, no, I called her just for advice on how to fix my chest and throat. And so, no, there's nothing weird. Don't make it weird. Don't ask about me.
I am not going to ask about you, but I, like, if it's me when she comes,
yeah,
I am going to be so awkward.
Did they ask about her music? She had a number one record. She's got...
Because I can't say, how are you doing? Because I know how she's doing. Like, that is, like, that's how you usually start off every conversation. So you just have to get right into it. Welcome, Lindsay L. Okay, so you have an album out that was number one. Tell me about it. Okay. Anything else going on in your life? What do I ask her? Because that's all I'm going to be thinking about the whole time. And she's going to be thinking, oh, you know, he works with Bobby. So he is guilt by association. I mean, it's just, it's going to be awkward.
Don't do the Team Bobby thing.
I am not doing that. But in my head, that's all I'm going to be thinking about is, oh my gosh, they broke up. This is... Yeah.
You, Amy, if she comes in, you're interviewing her.
I will be just fine. I think Lindsay's a strong woman. She can hold her own.
Oh, for sure.
And she's there to do business.
And
so
there's nothing
that's
weird.
What we shall do.
Again, I talked to her last night because I was like, hey, can you help me? I think she just flew in from somewhere. I don't even know. She's like in, Afghanistan or something, doing a concert far away.
Oh, that's cool.
Canada, something. Somewhere far and cold. And so, yeah, I was like, hey, what do I need to do? You guys don't make it. If you don't
I'm
make
not making
it,
anything.
I'm anxious to hear what comes back, though. Or if she brings it up. It's kind of a big elephant in the room.
Ugh.
You think that... I don't think she'll bring it up.
Nah. All right. Well, whatever. Good luck with that. I'm not going today. I was going to do the first third of them. I can't. They told me to go home right now. But you know what? I refuse. I got a show to do.
Well, yeah.
Man of the people.
I know I'm going to lose my voice and not be able to do the CMAs on Wednesday night.
Oh, no.
Can you go up there with like a sign?
Probably not.
Just do note cards?
Yeah.
Probably not. Like, it's the first year they've asked me to go up and present the CMAs. And of course, I know I'm going to lose. I have to go to the doctor and get a steroid shot in my butt or something, and hopefully it clears out. But it's, of course. I got a new suit. It wasn't cheap. It's money, too.
Really?
Yeah. Whatever. If you see Lindsay, tell her I said hi.
Oh, boy. We do you want us to?
Should we?
Is that normal?
No.
Here.
Oh, Bobby says hi.
That's weird.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
I don't think I'm going to do that.
I wouldn't even do that if y'all were dating. Like,
yeah,
no,
probably not.
Do you know Dan from Dan and Shay has a Chipotle for Life card?
Crazy. What? For life.
What?
Yeah. That's amazing.
He has a card. He can go to Chipotle and just go here and eat Chipotle for life.
Yeah. Even if his wife is with him, Chipotle for life.
They can eat. And apparently he just got it because Chipotle like slid in his DMs and was like, hey, how would you like this?
Dang. Apparently he tweeted about Chipotle a lot. Like a lot. It wasn't his plan, but then they were like, yo, you're a big fan. Here's a card for life.
Isn't that crazy?
For life.
Oh. Yeah. So there's that. Another thing is, I guess I'll talk about this. Remember Morgan number two and how her boyfriend would never post pictures of her on his Instagram?
Yeah.
Like, she did not exist on his social media, but he existed all over her social media.
All over.
Morgan number two, do you want to get an update on this? Because we kind of thought something fishy was going on. Does your boyfriend put you on his social media?
I mean, he doesn't have anything besides Instagram now.
Okay, but are you on it?
No, I'm not.
Oh, wow.
Still?
How long have you guys been dating?
It's been about 3 months.
Okay, hold on. Does he post pictures, though?
No.
None.
He hasn't posted anything since January of this year. It's kind of been a thing where he just really doesn't use his social media anymore.
Okay. Do you think it's a thing because he's dating you and like that? I don't know. It just seems fishy.
Yep.
Well, like the timing's... Oof.
He thinks there's a lot of drama that comes with social media and relationships.
You mean like other girls that he's dating, writing?
Oh.
No, I don't think that's it. If he had posted stuff like within a few months of us dating, I'd be concerned.
Okay,
but
so you're okay.
I'm okay.
People were asking about that. Dang, that's kind of shady, man. I'd be worried.
How shady, Bill.
Yeah, I mean, she's right, though. At least he's not posting. Like, if he had just put up a Sunday fun day and then she's still never in it, I'd be, like, concerned.
Hey, Seuss.
Yeah.
What's up, buddy?
Just wanted to let you know, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Appreciate that, buddy.
I need to talk Judge Common Sense.
Judge Common Sense presides. My voice is a little messed up, so the judge is still here, but let me help you. Go ahead.
All right. So my friend, which I remain unnamed, has really bad breath.
Okay.
But we don't know how to tell him.
Yeah.
So what should I do, Judge?
You want the honest answer? How close are you to this friend?
I'm about to meet him in first period.
Okay. Just say, hey, dude, your breath kind of stinks. Here's some gum. Like, just get right to the point. It's not it's a dude. We can take it. Just say, hey, dude, your breath's kind of...
Okay, but this dude's a little sensitive.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Do you know what? I'm a little sensitive, right? I like to be told. I like to feel the pain, but then I like to know. Because knowing actually helps me improve. When we're told something we don't like, we never like it at first. But then we do like the ability to grow from it. So here's my advice. Say, hey, dude, your breath kind of stinks. Just a heads up. I'm trying to help you out. Give him some gum. That's it. Feeling's going to be hurt, but then he's going to know and he doesn't have to go around to other people. And then they're like, oh, did you hear about Jimmy's breath? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do him a service, Jesus.
I will.
All right, buddy.
All right.
See you, bud. Judge Common Sense out. Boom.
And that made sense.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hillary, our brand new phone screener, is in here. Hillary's 24. She just started last week. She told us she's never seen an episode of Friends. Ever. Right? Ever in your life.
I have never seen Friends.
And we're like, are you even human? Like, when did you come to this planet? And so you started on Netflix?
I did. I started on Saturday because a lot of people were hating on me on Twitter.
Like, yeah,
they were
that'll
very
happen.
Upset.
That'll happen.
So
yeah.
I started watching it immediately.
America loves Friends, yes. So you're watching the old school too before it got really good too. So you started at the very, very beginning.
Yes, first season.
And how many episodes?
10.
Okay, and what is your review of the first 10 episodes of Friends?
I want to be honest. Like, I just don't really get the hype. So now that you're saying that it gets better, uh-huh. I'll stick with it. But I don't know. I'm not a huge TV watcher, though, so I don't really know. It's okay, though.
The first episode was kind of weird. The show really peaks about season 3 or so. But if you can watch... Are you done with the first season?
No, I'm only through episode 10.
How many are there?
I think they say 24.
Yeah, holy crap.
Because you want me to do 2 seasons. That's 48
just watch
episodes.
The first
so just
season.
First season.
Watch the whole first season, and then we'll talk.
Okay.
You have to do it all today.
Okay.
But I'm proud of you for committing to it, but you don't like it right now.
It's okay.
Do you have a favorite character? Who do you most like?
I don't know who I most like, but I do like, is her name Phoebe?
Phoebe, yes.
She's pretty awesome. Funny.
Is
yeah.
her name Phoebe? What's
wow.
happening?
Wow, that's crazy.
I didn't want to get it wrong.
Okay. So you have 10 days or so to watch the other 14 episodes.
I can do it.
All right.
I'll
there's Hillary, our brand new phone screener. Thank you, Hillary. All right, your most unpopular opinion. Amy, you want to do this? Do you have one? Because I have one. I'll go first.
You go first.
Okay. This is called Share Your Unpopular Opinion. I'm 3 episodes into Stranger Things Season 2, and I don't think it's that good.
What?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's pretty unpopular.
Now, it could take longer. It may take episode 4 or 5, but I'm 3 episodes in, and I'm like, I don't think this is that good. So, there's my Share an Unpopular Opinion.
Wow.
You haven't started it.
I haven't started it, so I can't even give an opinion on that. But it makes me think of how I still have Game of Thrones downloaded in my iTunes, and I came across it because I was watching Scandal on iTunes. And I like can't even bring myself to click on it.
Yeah, you won't like it.
Like, zero
I love
interest.
It. I love it, and you won't like it. Anybody have an unpopular opinion, or are you just going to leave it at that?
I got it.
Go ahead.
I would have to say that The Walking Dead is the most overrated TV show of all time.
You say
what?
This every time, though. Every time we do the segment, you say
no,
the same thing.
No, not every time.
Okay. Like, so should I say again, I do not like microwaves.
Oh, there you go. And I'm going to say this, too.
What?
I don't like dirt.
Oh, you don't like being dirty.
I hate
yeah.
food.
Yeah. All right, Mr. Chipotle himself and Shay.
Walking Dead's good, by the way.
Yeah, it's one of the best shows I've ever seen. That and Game of Thrones both, Amy. Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Like, I'm not kidding. It's like the first day I've taken off in a month, and I get sick this weekend, right? And so I was home to rest. Mm-hmm. I was home to rest because this week's CMA week, and we're going to do all these interviews, and I was going to present on Wednesday night on the TV show, and the Raging Idiots were playing, and I was hosting the big event at Bridgestone, and I have to go to California for some TV meet. I was going to rest.
Oh, there's a lot. Yeah.
The rest. I'm going to get some rest in. Now I'm sick as a dog.
Well, your body had time to figure out that it had something going on.
Terrible idea. That's why I don't rest. So I couldn't sleep on Friday night, right? And I'm like, man, I got to sleep. So I take a sleeping pill.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it knocked me out of my skull. I don't remember these tweets I wrote.
Oh, great.
Oh, no.
I didn't even go back and revisit those after you told me you took a sleeping pill. I should have.
I woke up and I was like, oh, I tweeted that? And if they weren't even that bad, I just don't remember tweeting them. Ready?
Ready.
Yeah.
On sleeping pill tweets, number one. I feel like Ryan Hurd and Maren Morris would be peak neighbors. Down, not home a lot, and they'd let you have extra space in their garbage bin. No idea, don't remember right now. First of all, listen, I'm friends with Ryan and Maren, but I don't use the word peak. Like, they'd be peak neighbors.
Yeah.
And what does down mean? Like, they're down for what? And yeah. Not even what they're down for, but what am I down for? I'm down for nothing. I'm the least down person I know. So I don't remember writing that. And they both commented. I wrote, the new Maroon 5 album is Diamond. Respect to those guys for constantly evolving their sound.
Diamond. Like certified?
Amy, listen. I don't even remember listening to the album.
Yeah. So when you think something's really awesome, is that the new thing to say? That's diamond.
No, I put the diamond emoji. I don't remember it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, you should clarify you use the emoji.
Well, I'm just going to start putting that on things I like.
Diamond.
I'm just going to put a diamond on there. It's like the stamp.
It's like the new lid.
And then I wrote, finished Mindhunter on Netflix. Good show. Not for the faint of heart. What does that even mean, faint of heart? How about it's graphic? I don't know. That is just, I don't remember any of those tweets.
So it gets graphic?
Well, it's about death. It's about serial killers and stuff.
Yeah.
But I took sleeping pills and I was out of my mind. So that's what I did this weekend. I did that. I watched Stranger Things. That was fine. Took sleeping pills.
At least you stuck to Twitter.
I've sent an email to the boss.
Oh, okay, great.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I don't remember sending him this email. But I cut this song that I wrote, and I sent it. I don't know. It's just stupid. I'm stupid.
Did you write any of your book?
I did.
Ooh.
I did.
How did that come out?
I don't know.
That chapter should be called Sleeping Pill.
No, I don't remember it. So, yeah, that's what
I'd
I did.
Read it. You should. Oh, this could be a new thing.
Write a whole book on sleeping pills?
Maybe not the whole thing, but just, insert certain chapters.
Hey,
you're worried about it selling.
They're bad news. I'll tell you something else. I was fully functional then, but this dog in Lubbock was up for adoption, and they named it Bobby Bones. And the dog was attacked, and they nursed it back to health. They trained it. So I went to their SPCA in Lubbock, and I took a picture of it and said, hey, if you'll adopt this dog, I'll pay for the adoption fees, and I'll buy him dog food for a few months.
And he's so cute.
And so I don't know where that's at, but it's up on my Instagram if you want to see it. This is if you're listening right now and you're running an animal shelter, humane society, whatever, if you'll name a dog Bobby Bones and tag me and tell me the story of the dog, I'll get it out to the listeners. We'll get little Bobby Bones adopted all over America.
That's cool.
Because the thing is, I can't go and put every dog up there. But I think it'll be a funny thing if they started naming dogs Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
All over. We do it in Tampa.
Yeah.
Swing over to Sacramento. And then people go and adopt these dogs.
And you cover everything?
We'll see how that goes. Oh. I mean, I don't know why I couldn't.
Well, for Lubbock, you are, yeah.
Right. I'm not committing, right? But I'm not committing.
Okay, cool.
I need to see how this thing gets.
Sorry.
It could be something, though, where I could cover everything.
Yeah.
So there was that. I got into a thing with Uber Eats. Do you happen to see my messages?
I did. I thought it was pretty awesome.
Well, what happens is...
That's probably the longest note they've ever gotten on, comment section.
So I wasn't feeling good again, so I was ordering Uber Eats. And I write this message to this restaurant. And I don't think it's this restaurant's fault. I think it was Uber Eats' fault because I always forget my drink. And it's a drink that I love, too, right? This sweet tea from Tavern. It's a place called Tavern. And I write on special instructions. I write, hi, the last two times I've ordered this drink, the driver forgot it. Can you do me a solid, make sure they remember it this time? I know I'm a faceless Uber driver, but you'd really make a guy feel good if you could follow through. I'm alone on a Saturday night, and this could really shift my nightly narrative. I'm very much looking forward to this drink. My dog says, hi. Thanks, Bobby. And I put that in the special instructions, if it's like no mayonnaise. And instead, I write a book, right?
Exactly.
So, and they've never got the drink to me, ever.
Oh, boy.
And every time. And so I wait. And then, boom, the drink shows up. There's three. They put three drinks in there.
Three?
Yeah, with a note.
Oh, yeah.
Bobby. By the way, they didn't know it was me from the radio. Because I didn't even post it till after the whole experiment happened. They write, Bobby, I'm very sorry that your last few orders were incomplete. I sincerely apologize. Please come into Tavern and enjoy a free appetizer on us. I hope you have a wonderful evening. Heather, the assistant general manager. Boom.
Nice. That's awesome.
So you got your drink for that night and the drink from the previous two.
So I had lots of drinks.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Man.
Lots of liquid to take those sleeping pills down with.
That drink must be awesome.
A free appetizer.
I just enjoy a good sweet tea. I'm from the South.
Maybe the Uber Eats guy, he does get the drink, and he tries to take a sip, and then he's like, ooh, this is good. Because I always wonder that. If, you order fries from somewhere, if my husband and I, we Postmates, burgers and fries or whatever, sometimes I'm like, I wonder if they just dip in there and grab, one fry, two fry.
Who's watched American Vandal all the way through?
No, not me, not all the way through.
And one part of it, the kid gets kicked out of school, and so he starts driving for Postmates or Uber Eats, same thing.
Yeah.
And that's what he does. He eats part of it. All day long, he's eating little bits of the fries. And there's another part of it where he's like, man, this driving for Uber, it stinks, because every time I go and pick up a smoothie for somebody, well, then I want a smoothie, and then I end up in the hole, because I got to buy me a smoothie, too.
That show is so dumb.
That show is so dumb, but so funny. Like, don't watch it, but do.
But don't watch it,
but it's so dumb, yeah. The Bobby Bones Show. I'm seeing now where they have, they say they have motive for the shooter yesterday that walked into the church and killed all those people. They say that his ex-wife worshipped there. His family did worship there. Her family?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Hmm. That's so crazy.
I can't even put myself in the headspace. Like, sometimes I go, rob a bank. I get it. Would never do it. I get it. A lot of crimes. I go, you know what? Would never do it. I get it. I just can't put myself in the headspace to just go in and be so angry to take out a bunch of people that have no...
Zero to
church,
do with it.
At church.
Not the...
People worshiping at church. And yeah.
I mean, and he clearly went in like fully... Well, sometimes you wonder, or a lot of times the police that are involved in the case, they say like, okay, this person went into it with the intent to die. Like, they fully knew that was going to happen. But... I don't know. Did he have that intention?
He shot himself in the head.
Well, but that was after he got chased and then wrecked and he didn't have a choice. But he went in like full body armor, right?
Yeah, I would think he did not have... If you go in full body armor, I would think you don't have intention to die.
All right.
I would think that because he was chased, then he probably... He obviously wasn't in his right mind frame when he did it.
Clearly.
But yeah, he went in full... And then he shot himself in the head. They said no.
Oh, gosh.
And I hate to talk about this, but you know what? Kids are probably out of school. I mean, in school by now, it's, you know... I don't mind talking about it a little bit more.
I mean, it's the biggest story. It's tragic that it's happening again. And I don't know. People want to know your thoughts on it. I do.
Well, first of all.
Him being in full body armor, first of all.
Okay. I don't think... I come from a place, though, that it's not... I come from a place where everybody had guns growing up. Okay? So, I come from a place where it's just... It's so two-sided for me where... But I... Okay, I'll just start here. I come from a place where everybody had guns all the time that where guns weren't looked at as weapons. Like, guns were what we used in order to hunt for sport. Like, that's what we used guns for. So I was never of the, hey, let's get a big gun and just go blow things up. That was never a thing to me.
Right.
Because, again, I started with a 410, which is a shotgun. And I went from shotgun to rifle, depending on what age I was. But then a 22, which is a small rifle. And then a 20-gauge, which is a slightly larger shotgun, to a 12-gauge, to a 30-06. So that was kind of my growth in guns. Never at any time were these weapons where I would go, you know what, I could really do some damage on some stuff.
Yeah.
But that was because they always existed. But for people, when guns always exist, they don't see the other side of it. For when people grow up and guns don't always exist, and they finally get their hands on guns, and they're like, oh, look at all the damage I can do. I can blow things up. So I've also seen people like that who get their hands on guns later in life and they're like, look at all the crazy things I can blow up now. So I never had that in me because since I always had it, it was never a crazy thing like, wow, look what they'll do. I always knew what they would do. And you know what? Where I grew up in Mount Pine, Arkansas, we had guns. Nobody ever got shot, but we all had it. So... I come from the part of the world where, and a culture where we all had them. But then I see a culture where people that don't have them get them now, and they're like, oh my God, look what I can do. Now, you team that up with any sort of, this guy was mentally ill. Like, no doubt, you don't do this without being at least even temporary mentally ill.
I know. That's why it's weird on the news when they say, let's figure out if there's a mental illness problem related. I'm like,
of course,
anybody that's doing something like this is mentally not right.
Of course there is. So, I always feel like I'm... Because I'm an absolute independent when it comes to where I am in the voting spectrum of the world. Not even parties, like how I feel about things. I don't have one thing that I just pull for. I don't have a side. I have things on both sides. And I think, first of all, eliminating the word gun control would be the best way. If it's gun safety, just those words alone make people go, whoa, you're trying to take some. No one's ever trying to take anybody's guns. But things like... You know, should someone asked me on Twitter last night, what would you do? I was like, well, first I would tax guns and fund a program to teach about mental illness. It's a long-term program, but that's what I would do. I would tax guns and go, and this is me thinking about running for office. I had to think about this when I was going to run for governor of Arkansas. Like, what would I do? Because this is a thing for my state. I would tax weapons just a bit and say, okay, we're going to use this money and we're going to fund a mental illness, to teach people about mental illness. There's a stigma attached to it still. Some people are embarrassed just to go to therapy, just even say it. So we've got to find it, let people know that it's okay to talk about it. So that's what I would do first of all. Secondly, there's a comparison that I make where it's, I worked hard and got a driver's license and I can drive a car. And I think if you are capable and you get a gun, which I did early on, I got a Hunter's Ed card, you know, I got a gun. My first real gun that I probably owned was probably 12. I was probably out at like 9, but probably 12, 13. Got a driver's license 16. Now, I can't with my driver's license just go hop an 18-wheeler and go drive down the road. I can't go, you know what? Time to go get an 18-wheeler, because 18-wheeler is big. I need more knowledge. 18-wheelers go boo. Now, should I be able to go and prove that I can drive an 18-wheeler and take a test to drive it? Absolutely. And if I wanted to go prove that I could drive an 18-wheeler, then I go take the test and prove that I'm capable to drive an 18-wheeler the same way I would say with a different level of firearm.
Yeah. Like when I got my concealed carry license, it was for a small handgun.
Right. Now, if you want to go drive an 18-wheeler, like say, let's say, we'll just say for the lack of term, because assault rifle is thrown around, that could be any sort of rifle that you shoot, boom. Let's just say, let's say an Uzi, okay? Just for the movie's sake.
Okay, yes.
If you wanted an Uzi, which aren't legal, by the way, you need to go take a test.
Right.
And show that, so that's what people are like, what would you do? Well, you're not going to solve it. And both sides are so dug in that there's going to be nothing that happens.
Like, sometimes why aren't people willing to just bend a little? Like, just bend.
Because they're not. No, that's why, again, there are certain people who are crazy enough to change the world. And those are some people that are crazy enough to try it. And that's why I think I'm crazy. I'm so crazy. I think I can change the world because I can see things, bendy things. Like, I don't think what I just said was too crazy or even political.
No, that is interesting, changing it from gun control.
First of all, it's all semantics.
Because you're right. Absolutely. Like, people hear control. If I hear control, like, you can't control me.
I'm like, you're not. I shouldn't send me guns out of my house because people try. I have guns at my house. They don't get to control me. Don't try to take my guns. You crazy? I've had too many violent attacks or people break into my house. That you're not going to take, but no one is. Mm-hmm. They're just not. Mm-hmm. So that's how I feel. And you shouldn't be able to buy a body armor, period.
So I wonder if he had it, maybe some left over from the military.
I don't know.
Because he was.
No, you can get it. You can get it.
Oh, okay. Oh, you can.
Yeah,
okay.
You can get it.
Because, I mean.
But that's how I feel. Legit. And I'm not scared to say how I feel. And that's the big controversy. You know, the CMA's put out a thing and they said, hey, when you come through, don't ask about Las Vegas. Don't ask about politics or gun control, all this stuff.
Yeah, surrounding the Vegas shootings. Yeah.
Yes, a lot of the stuff. And so some people saw it. And I was like, whoa, you can't really tell the press what to ask.
Right.
You can say I'm a big knucklehead if you want, but I'm part of the press. And I was, but again, I'm presenting at the scene. I was in this place of like, I'm going to be asked these questions, but I'm okay with being asked these questions because I answer questions that sometimes are not what people want to hear, and it is what it is.
And that's something that directly affected the country music community.
Yes, but I understand why they said it just wasn't the right move. But they switched it up.
Yeah, they changed it.
They changed it and said, oops, our bad, which is the absolute right thing to do. Do you know how many times I get on the air and go, oops, my bad, I made a mistake? A lot. So I thought the CMA did a fantastic job of going, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We probably should. You're pointing out to us that we screwed up and we're going to switch. And, you know, Brad Paisley coming out and tweeting.
Mm-hmm.
And even when they said it, I quote retweeted it, and I was just kind of making like I was like, you know what? As a matter of fact, I'll only answer questions about the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Just pointing out that it was a little nuts. But props to the CMA for going, yeah, we messed up. Let's switch it up. But I do understand them wanting to protect artists, because the last thing an artist wants to do is go down
and be put in an uncomfortable situation.
And their PR person's like, don't answer this question. And every question is like, hey.
Yeah.
So, because they're not me. I talk for a living. I give opinions for a living. So, agree or disagree, I'm pretty good at giving them. Sometimes artists just don't want to be put in that spot. That's not what they do. They sing and dance and that's entertain.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just an idiot who has opinions.
That's true.
With a head cold. Am I crazy, too? But
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
Something.
By the way, let me say this, that before my voice fully goes out, that all that aside, like our job, our goal on this show is not to do things political. Our job on this show is to help. And that's our calling. And that being said, because of what happened, if you go to, it's at bobbybones.com. We're up, right? Over there, Morgan number two?
Yeah.
Bobbybones.com. We have these Texas Forever shirts. We bought the brand, like paid money for it, bought the trademark. We're not keeping any of the money, and we're going short-term to help out the victims, the families that were affected by this, because they don't have time to worry about food. They don't have time to worry about funerals right now. They're going to have to. So we would like to help as much as we possibly can. I would advise you can find drop-off stations if you're in Central Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Or you, if you're not, you can get one of these shirts. We don't keep any of the money for ourselves. So, listen, our goal is to give. I just at times feel like I should give my opinion so people see the full transparency in what I'm saying and why I'm saying it.
Yeah, I like it.
And I don't mind if people disagree with me. Because I think that
and
is,
that's what we,
is how ideas are is how ideas are compromised and created.
Yes. And I think that's what we all need to see. Everybody out there on Facebook, everybody out there on Twitter with something to say that if they don't agree with you, it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
It's like, created so a much culture
more
of screaming.
We'll get accomplished if we just respect each other and listen.
I've given up on that on Facebook and Twitter.
Well, I know, but
I blocked yesterday. I blocked everybody that doesn't have a picture in their thing. Just trolls that have no picture on their profile.
Uh-huh.
I don't even see those anymore.
Okay. Wow.
So you at least got to have a picture. And you can disagree with me. But you have to have a picture. And then you want to make a difference either way, whatever side you feel like. It's not screaming at somebody on Twitter. It's calling your congressman.
Yep. Like, and you have that right. As a constituent, you have the right to reach out and try to be part of the change. You're not going to be part of the change yelling at people on Facebook. Sorry, you're just not.
And I'll say this, too. There are again, I just have never met a single politician that I agree with everything they said or every point of view ever. And so, as I'm about to say, and give Governor Abbott a shout out here, like that, he was consoling those families, and he was with them, and he was hugging them, and it was genuine. And you may not agree with how he feels about things, but it was as human as I've seen a politician at that level in a long, long, long time. And I watched him and I was like, that's it. That's human to human right there. And he stayed.
Yeah, he did do good. Yeah. He's grieving with his state, his people.
Yeah. So, we're done. Obviously, you can see I don't like it when people hurt. And I'm done.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Y'all, it's the year of the pineapple. I mean, it's getting all the attention. People were doing the pineapple lanterns or whatever, and now for Christmas, people are getting pineapples and decorating like little Christmas trees.
That's so stupid.
It's actually kind of cute.
Yeah.
You put little lights on it, little ornaments, like whatever, and you can like put it at your desk. It's something that'll fit. You don't even have to go buy one of those little fake tiny trees. You just get a pineapple.
It's cute. It's funny. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're sick of pumpkin spice, well, you're in luck because there's a new fall flavor. Maple has come to town.
What do you mean new? That sounds like from the 1600s.
Yeah, maple?
We're going back to maple.
I'm saying it's a hot... Yeah, maple's been around for a long time, but it's back.
Laura Ingalls Wilder recommends maple.
Do you
know who that is?
No.
Little House on the Prairie? Oh, you guys don't know Little House on the Prairie?
No, man.
Oh. You're going to be seeing maple-infused coffee, snacks, bacon, and maple alcohol.
I'm so disappointed you guys don't know Little House on the Prairie.
Why not?
I do know who that is. Yes,
I read all
the
books and the shows. Michael Landon.
Is that the girl that later now does like a bunch of Lifetime movies and she had addiction issues?
That's every young kid who gets
involved. Oh, man.
Yeah. What else?
Okay, Eddie, have you heard of Fingerlings?
No.
Okay, because that is the hot toy for kids this holiday season. I guess there's little like finger puppets that go on your finger, but they're battery operated, and they sell for $14.99 in stores like Walmart and Toys R Us. But they're in such high demand that they're being sold on third party sites for $180.
Whoa!
That's where parents are just like, "Sorry, kid."
I just saw a picture, and I think I do have a couple of these in my house. Now that you mention it,
you should resell them.
Lunchbox, call, find out when the order's coming in.
We got to get some.
Yeah, go get a truck.
Turn them over.
Yeah.
No, no. Rob a truck.
Oh, no, no, no. No.
Oh, is that what Amy said?
No.
Oh.
No, I meant find out when the truck is being delivered and then buy them right there. And lastly, do y'all know Phil Mickelson's nickname, the golfer?
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, it depends who you talk to.
Oh, no, Bones, don't say it. Don't say it. I know what you're going to say.
Wait, what?
Nothing, go ahead. What? Lunchbox, what do you think it is?
Lefty.
Yeah, lefty.
Okay, cool.
What were you going to say it was?
Fat Phil.
He's not, he lost
PH,
a lot of weight.
Yeah. Like fat with a PH,
Well,
Phil?
No, it's rude. People call him Fat Phil, and that's not nice.
That is rude.
I know, that's why I don't want to say it.
But he lost a lot of weight now, okay. So.
And he does those commercials for, like, hemorrhoids or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. Lefty. He's right-handed.
No, he's a lefty.
No, 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 no. When he golfs, he's left-handed. Oh, but wow. He's a right-handed individual. Like, Bobby's left-handed and does guitar left-handed and golfs left-handed and all kinds of things. But Phil is right-handed, and he used to watch his dad golf with when he was little and mirror his swings, and his dad was left-handed.
Wow. That's interesting.
Isn't that? I mean, I'm not even into golf, and I found that to be so fascinating. And maybe that's what I did, because I am right-handed, but I am a left-handed golfer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe any Phil, now that I start to think about it, that's a little overweight, it's been called Fat Phil. Like, Phil Fulmer, they called him Fat Phil.
Really?
Too. Yeah. Maybe
so
it's just
rude.
Just
what about Uncle Phil?
They probably call him Fat Phil behind his head. But he's dead, and his name was James Avery.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So they, I don't think they called him that.
Okay.
But I didn't want to say it, but you kept asking me, what is it?
Yeah, because I've heard that before, and I knew that's what you were thinking.
But now he's lost weight.
Oh, Phil did?
Oh, yeah, he's lost a lot of weight.
Now they call him Skinny Philly. All right, is that it?
Formerly Fat Phil.
Yeah, is that it?
Yep, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
Boom.
Hit it.
Oh, you want the thing there?
Hit it.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
There you go. On my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, you can watch a boomerang of me doing the neti pot as I try to clear my throat. I'm going to the doctor. As soon as the show's over in like 45 minutes, I got a doctor and a butt injection ready to happen.
Okay.
Well, it's a steroid shot, right? Won't that help?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, hopefully. Definitely.
I think it helps faster if it's in the butt, too. So go for it. Get two.
Where would be the fastest, though? In the front?
No.
Man. There's no way you'd
like,
do that.
The more
though.
Pain, the better, the faster. No?
No.
Ouch.
No, because I'll do it. I can't miss the show or the CMAs Wednesday.
No, you can't.
All right.
Presenting.
Cover me today, all right?
I will later. I'm on my way.
Oh, boy.
Okay, Amy's starting to get dressed now.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, we're out for the day tomorrow. We'll talk to a lot of people that are taking part in the CMA Awards TV broadcast because that's what we're going to go do now is go interview people. And we're going to be there all day and bring in new interviews tomorrow. So that'd be cool for you guys, not for us. We got to be there for 4 hours. You know what I mean? Well, listen, when I'm not 100%, the honesty serum comes out a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, it is good, though. We'll go stand in a room and interview everybody and bring them in tomorrow.
Some people would probably, like, kill to do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not us, though. We're jaded. Let's be honest.
They lose their left pinky toe.
At this point, we sit in a room and have a whole thing where I'm like, sometimes I'll lie to artists when they come in. And I go, and today actually I am sick a little bit. But I go like, ooh, I don't want to touch you because I'm sick. I don't want to give you a cold. Because everybody wants to come hug.
Don't give away your secrets.
No, not even art. I'm not going to care about the artists because a lot of the artists I like. But like record label people come in, they all want to hug. They're not even real hugs. I don't mind a real hug. It's always like the fake hugs. Like, you don't even really know me. Why are you trying to hug me? You know what I mean?
It's not genuine.
No, I like genuine hugs.
Okay.
I like genuine, come ride it, my pony. Ow. Those are the kind of hugs I like. So the people will come in with like 8 people, and I'll be like, ooh, guys, I got a cold. I don't want to give it to you.
They're like, Bobby's always sick.
I'm just keeping it real. And the thing is, I'm never sick. And today, I got a little something in me, a little tickle in my abdomen and my neck, up in my nose. All I got, it's one big tickle.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, it's one big. Can't stop laughing. I'm tickling so much. But yeah, and nobody wants today. Nobody wants to like touch me because I got a little tickle.
No, I don't want to.
So I'm even artists today.
Yeah.
All right. Well, tickle out. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
The Bobby Bones Show.
When a teenager gets pregnant, it becomes a family affair. TLC's new series, Unexpected, explores the ups and downs of 3 pregnant teens. Parents and grandparents must step in and help them through this huge life change. Tensions mount as everyone has conflicting ideas for what's best for the young parents and their baby. Don't miss the revealing new series, Unexpected, Sunday, November 12th at 10, 9 Central on TLC. Can't wait? Watch the early premiere now on TLC Go.